Come and join the gathering on Equilarium FM for inspired conversation and guidance to lighten and brighten your day. Claire Johnson has gatherings around her kitchen table with a group of interesting and vibrant guests who are professionals from all fields of the healing arts. Real people integrating spirituality into everyday reality. Laughter and joy are two of the main dishes served at her table. And now, here is your host, Claire Johnson, raising vibrations across the nations, inspiring you to become all that you can be.
Hello, hello, and welcome to this, our show 9 on Equilarium FM, our wonderful manifestation. This week at the gathering around my kitchen table, the Real Holistic Housewives will be discussing the number 9, which is the number of universal love, spiritual awakening, life purpose, and soul mission. So let me introduce Josephine Tyrrell.
Hello, Claire. Hello, everyone. It's really lovely to be here with you today.
Jill Osman.
Hello, Claire. Hi, everybody.
And the lovely Anita Young.
Hello, everybody. Lovely to be here.
Right, we will be sharing some very powerful pieces of TOS teachings today and discussing their importance and great meaning. I'll also be reading my very latest writing from TOS about the importance of listening to your own heart's calling and what it means to be a conscious citizen of significance. We'll be revealing some more details and aspects of Equilarium, our mighty high vibration holistic healing centre and beacon of hope for humanity. So, welcome to this gathering where we will be raising vibrations across the nations.
Fantastic.
So, a little about the number 9. Well, first of all, I just say we are here in Sussex, and today I've actually got a very nice day in Sussex. We're having a very strange summer. Global weather just isn't what it used to be. We're not known in England for having much weather anyway, but we've been having from one day to the next from 10-degree changes. And yesterday we were sunbathing in the garden. By today, there's great big grey clouds out there again, storming around. But we've been out on a wonderful mission, the four of us. We went to visit the glorious Watts Cemetery Chapel, which is not far from us and here in Sussex. And it was a chapel that was designed by Mary Watts, who was wife of the artist George Frederick Watts. And it was completed in 1904 and is dedicated to all who rest near its walls. It's the most beautiful Art Nouveau and Celtic combination of carvings and angelic paintings and relief structures, isn't it? It's beautiful.
Well, it's absolutely incredible, and it was divinely inspired. I think it was the message to build this church came to them, was that you couldn't be at this building and not realise that this has been given to them on, as a project to complete, to both Mary Watts and her husband, both artists.
And what's lovely was 20 years ago, I remember you saying to me, Josephine, that you thought my mum and I ought to come with you to Watts Chapel, and for some reason it never happened during those 20 years.
It's just so strange, because we really did try to get all three of us there, because I knew, like I knew, you would absolutely love Watts Chapel. It's just the most amazing, angelic place. Just full, because Mary Watts, she was an artist, but she actually collaborated with the whole village to bring this project to fruition, you know. So it was really something that she did from her heart, and so all the terracotta tiles of everything that she made, she taught all the villagers how to do it, you know, and she got them out of the gin houses of Guildford to get them to do it. So it was a real humanitarian project in a way.
Which was wonderful to go and see when we're here talking about Equilarium.
Yes.
This is going to be, it's about a sense of community and drawing together of mass conscious, anyone who's got the calling. This is a bigger thing than just doing a personal project, much like that with Mary Watts. It is absolutely beautiful, but you couldn't have set out to just do that by yourself.
No, it was
collective calling, isn't it?
It is. It was in that collaboration. And Jill and I spoke in the car coming back, and we said, if you think about what she actually managed to do there, you know, if you're talking about the lower levels of, you know, the poor souls that were all in the gin houses, and she brought them in and she taught them this beautiful skill, how to transcend, you know, their plight, you know, where they might be of, you know, having alcohol problems, and actually transcending that up to create the most amazing, amazing.
Yeah, it was really, really inspirational going there.
Church.
Lovely. Yes, and what a wonderful way to set the day. So we haven't had a gathering around the kitchen table today. We went out and had a gathering around Watts Chapel.
And
it was a very sacred, divine gathering, and lots of very special things happened there between the four of us, didn't they?
Yeah, and what I, you know, when you mentioned it last night, Josephine, because it just came in out of nowhere, didn't it? It's like, what? We're going out on a road
show
trip?
On a show day?
That's not going to happen. When I pulled out the picture, I thought, oh my God, that's Claire's house that she lives in right now, which you're about to move from. Yeah. I thought it really felt significant to actually go and visit there.
Yeah.
And before you move.
Yeah, before I move.
And the actual architecture of the house, it is literally the same shape, isn't
it? Yeah, and I live in quite an unusual house, which is built like it's like two separate buildings that are joined with a two-story glass atrium. So it's quite contemporary and out there. It's not like any of the other houses around. And then Watts Chapel is on the same balance. It's these two separate, it looks from the picture, two separate ones joined by this semicircular, which would be our atrium, which is so bizarre, because 20 years ago when you invited us to go, we didn't live in this house. We've got no idea this house existed.
No.
And in a few weeks' time, we won't be here either. So today, when you said, that's it, we're going.
We're going. Yeah,
yeah, we've got to follow that intuition. That's what we're always saying, isn't it?
But I wasn't wrong, was I, girls?
No, you weren't wrong. No, so it was fantastic. So, yeah, and it's very fitting for what, for this show 9 that we have, because we're going new paradigm. So we're changing it all up. We're all finding that the energy has shifted enormously since last week to this week. There's been, you know, what a roller coaster ride of ups and downs and growth and retreat and breakdown and breakthrough and break up and out. Mm. And so everything about this week's show feels totally different.
It really does. I mean, you're moving house in a few weeks anyway, Claire, but you often find that when you move house, the energy shifts, doesn't it? You know, in the weeks, you know, once you've made that decision, it often does that.
Yeah. But we're here in week 9, and 9 is an interesting number. It's the number is the number of universal love, eternity, faith, universal spiritual laws, the concept of karma, spiritual enlightenment, spiritual awakening, service to humanity, light working and light workers, leading by positive example, philanthropy, charity, destiny, life purpose, and soul mission.
And we've got a number 9 in the studio.
We do. We have a number 9 right here in the studio with us. Mrs. Anita Young. It's funny because the qualities of the number 9 are those of leadership, the ability to see clearly, integration, the three worlds, physical, intellectual, and spirituality, last symbol before return to unity, ability to understand, and inborn talents, introspection, personal integrity, unity, truth, the seer, artistry, high moral sense, good advisor, perfection, challenges faced in looking for your own wisdom. Mm. So how does that resonate with you? I would have said a lot of that was very you.
When you were reading these attributes, because I never used to look at numbers, and I've learned a lot from this show, from numbers, but a lot of those I can really, really see reflect my life. Light worker, absolutely. So I was told that before I even knew what that meant, and this inner desire, knowing that there's an inner purpose. So had a fabulous life and traveled lots and lots of different experiences, but knowing that there was a greater purpose and in service. So even when I was in my 20s and I'd be in a nightclub, I'd be counselling the young girls in the toilet. You know, it's never stopped. So for whatever stage of my life, yeah, they'd all come to me in tears, oh, my boyfriend's just done this, and I'd be in and now I kind of look back and think, wow, okay. So, yes, very much so. But now it feels like there's a true stepping into the greater and the greatest that I am. And for all of us.
Yeah, because you've said to me, Anita, that you've always felt you've had, since your 20s even, or before, you've always felt you've had like this divine calling. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, well, I've always known I was here for a purpose. And throughout my healing career, so I'm a born healer. That's my role and my purpose in this lifetime. But you know, sometimes there was To Heal a Nation. And I thought, how am I going to do that? I mentioned that on a previous show, and lots and lots of things that have just happened, and knowing there's an inner desire and an inner purpose for me being here, and then that inner purpose is to actually be a part of Equilarium, a part of its creation, and to heal the Sacred Heart of Humanity.
Mm. Fantastic. Yeah,
that's what it's for.
And isn't it? You know, when Anita comes and joins our gatherings and she holds that space,
yeah.
You're just the most incredible energy worker. You're able to make something divine. The energy just completely transforms when
well, it
you're
says
there.
The qualities of the number nine are those of leadership, the ability to see clearly, integration, and the three worlds of physical, intellectual, spiritual. And that's what you're saying. You manage to hold that space.
I do.
You have that
clarity. I can energetically do things that you guys don't know what I'm doing, but you feel it, don't you, Josephine?
Oh,
I pick up on it.
But it also says about the number nines is that they're capable of realising those ideals. They're intensely passionate people needing... And they need to control their wild impulses.
Woohoo!
I draw very, very grounded partners because I think there is a tendency to think, oh, that's lovely, and then you flip from there to there to there. And I've kind of learnt a lesson today of grounding and staying on track and seeing things to fruition. So I can understand that and listen to the wisdom and the guidance. Rather than, oh, I think I'll go and do that. Yeah, seek within.
The words that I'm drawn to really, when you began with the words life purpose and soul mission, and I think after the break we're going to delve a bit more into Equilarium.
Yeah.
The project, and also you've got a really interesting piece of reading, haven't you, writing that you're going to read out to us about Equilarium.
Some very good
Your guided writing from Tosk.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
So we'll listen to that after the break. Okay, so stay tuned.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Imagine receiving healing, vibration-raising energy as you listen to the radio. Energy that flows effortlessly to you. Imagine exploring all things metaphysical, sharing in an ongoing adventure. Join me, Karen Smoot, along with my co-hosts Lisa Victorson and Wendy Weber for Immersion into Source every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on OM Radio.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Live with Medium Lisa Phoenix, Mediumship Messages and Musings explores mediumship and all things metaphysical. Lisa Phoenix invites you to reach above and beyond your everyday experiences to explore new dimensions in the spirit world. She will do live readings to connect callers to their loved ones in spirit, shares engaging stories and teachings from her own personal experience, and will have intriguing conversations with other mediums, spiritual teachers, and healers to help you understand the metaphysical world so you can connect to these forces in your day-to-day life. Join your host on this magical and metaphysical journey into the world of spirit every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
Free your mind with OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Okay, so welcome back. And I think it's important, Claire, for you to just share with the listeners, remind everybody what Equilarium's all about, especially to people that maybe never listened to the show before. So okay. Over to you.
Well, Equilarium is a visionary project to build a state-of-the-art, high-vibration, holistic healing centre. It is designed to heal the planet, as well as the mind, body and spirit of humanity. It's a type of building that actually is going to work like a heart centre. So it's not just a building, it's an entity. It has a very specific destination and point of healing where it wants to be in Northern California. It wants to be built on sacred ground, on the volatile and geo-stressed weak point of the planet, the place where it is most needed to deliver harmonious healing energy and vibrations to help counteract and readdress the discordant, disruptant energy on the San Andreas fault line. So it's very specific to where it needs to be. Equilarium is going to be an amazing new type of architectural earth acupuncture, designed and built using sacred geometry to put good positive healing vibrations back into the planet. It's going to be a type of empowerment centre to instruct and ignite the hope and self-worth of current and future generations by working with and teaching the incredible healing power and importance of living in high vibrations. As you all know, we're on a strong curve of global awakening, and everyone is experiencing great change as the whole paradigm of our world is shifting. We have to actively take action now to become conscious citizens of the planet, not just as inhabitants of our individual states and countries. It should be our united legacy to do whatever we can all do for future generations and the survival of the planet as a healthy, vibrant, pleasant land. So we'll be looking to provide as much information and education, positive support and guidance to inspire and empower all individuals to understand their own energy and how best to use it for the collective common good.
Sounds amazing.
So that's basically the theory of what Equilarium is. And within that, it's going to be a beautiful building. And within it, there's going to be many different facets. There's all the different aspects that come to make it up. And it's a vision I had from 17 years ago and have put together all the images of it and the ethos of it. But at the time I wrote out the written doctrine of it, and then 17 years ago, the project got put aside. And when I revisited it after 2012, when it's re-emerged wanting to be reborn, all the writing had disappeared. So it's about rewriting, because the world's moved on a lot since then. So it's a new time. The project is timeless and wants to be here, but the wording, I think, has changed what it wants to be, how it wants to be delivered. Mm. So
we've got a piece of writing here that you did last year?
Yeah.
Last January.
Yeah. On 28th of January. Yeah. 2014, which was a new call for Equilarium to be restored, well, rebuilt.
And this is writing from Toth, your guide.
Yeah, so this is Toth again, giving us clear instructions of how and where and why and what and when. So to back up what Equilarium is all about. So this show is called The New Paradigm, and this piece starts The New Paradigm.
Wonderful.
The New Paradigm. If you'd like to sit and close your eyes for a minute, if possible, not when you're driving, as we said before, but just sit down, take a minute to listen to these teachings. The new paradigm requires new thinking, new building, new planning. With the vibrational shift of the planet right unto its core, everything that dwells upon its surface and flies within its skies will have to adjust accordingly to survive and to thrive. New modes of individual and collective thinking and behaving, new global aims and objectives, as well as personal values, ethics and goals. New thinking, new collaborations, new combinations, new good vibrations born from new good intentions. By returning to the old ways of being in tune with the energies of the earth, the wind, the animals, and the elements, you can all learn to adjust together and form a successful realignment that can carry you all forward as a true symbiosis. You must take care of all living things. The planet is a living thing, and her land is sacred and precious. Conscious footsteps taken to heal her open wounds and her bleeding heart will benefit you all far more than any short-term pillaging of her minerals and ores, her gas, her oil, or her gold. 'Tis time indeed to focus on the healing of the planet and of the ecosystem that supports and sustains you all. You have to shift the collective heart from personal gain and greed to what is really genuinely important and in need. United responsibility and action to heal the planet and ensure the survival of all living things, including humankind. The planet has reshapen before and may well do once more. But peoples and nations have also disappeared and become lost in time before. Do what you collectively and individually can to ensure this does not happen again. Call upon all that you know and the powers that be to draw unto yourself a group of inspired and guided individuals who can share your vision and give form and shape to your heartfelt ideas. 'Tis time, my dear, to bring your vision to life, to bring it forth from the light and the realm of possibilities wherein it does reside. Decree a thing, and it shall be done. Breathe flesh unto its bones, and it will have begun. Write out the vision of Equilarium.
When was that teaching, Claire?
That was last January 14th.
Wow. And then 19th. This gathering started in January this year, didn't it?
Yes.
That's quite amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. So not on a small level, we've gathered, like it says here, as pull around yourself a collective of supporting people. And that's the invitation we're putting out to the world. We're putting out to everybody. The gathering is being called, and it's for collective consciousness to move, to shift the conscious towards bringing this forward from, instead of personal. Yeah. Personal goals and personal aims. I think the huge shift is that it now has to be a collective goal to save the planet, collective aim to help each other.
Absolutely, because you called the gathering Ensure One Clear, and now here we are. But it is about working in that collaboration. That's what we saw today when we visited Watts Chapel, and we saw that great, how that amazing collaboration could work there. And you can see clearly, I mean, we work so well together. We just flow when we're together, don't we? And we come up with one project.
Absolutely.
After
we're truly a collaboration. And I think we've all experienced shifts and changes, and we're all stepping up. And it's working because of all of our united energies.
Yeah,
they're all really creating this amazing space where this Equilarium can draw in everybody that needs to be a part of it and manifest its build.
And what I loved about visiting the chapel today is what an amazing, stunning, sacred space that has been left for humanity to visit.
It's a legacy.
It's a legacy. Yeah, it is. You know, they came together in a way that we are coming together to create something that's going to have a lasting impact. I mean, almost that's like the microcosm of the macrocosm, because obviously our project is going to be much bigger on that scale. Yeah. But my God, in that small little space we were in today, it was magnificent, wasn't it?
Yeah,
there was like 12 angels in there. On the walls.
But it also shows you that it can be done.
Exactly.
Because she has done it.
Yeah.
And so it's like all of humanity, and when it's like when somebody did the mile, and then as soon as somebody ran the mile in under a minute, then the rest of the consciousness could do it, and then it improved from there.
So that's it.
It's already been done.
Yeah.
So now we're just doing a bigger version of that.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
And
yeah, because what was also really lovely was the outside of the building of this Watts Chapel is made up of four great friezes, which represent in turn hope, truth, love, and light.
Yeah. Beautiful. And Equilarium embodies all of those principles,
doesn't it? Yeah, so they'll be the four columns.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Becoming more from a conscious, you know, the heart, the 528 frequency.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know how conscious they were when they created their beautiful building, but I mean, it's very conscious, obviously.
Yeah.
But this has got a real vibrational sort of pull that will heal the planet.
You're right. So with the Equilarium, everybody involved in it, and all materials involved in it, we're going to make sure that that are handled with conscious handling, that is built with conscious construction, mm-hmm. so that we put mm-hmm. that resonance into it, so that there's intention. Mm-hmm. So it's this global intention. And in fact, you know, my godson, who's in his early 20s, and my son both said that they would love to be part of the actual construction crew, so that it would be built. So their generation are looking to actually take part and build something for their, not only their generation, but for their own children and their futures. Mm-hmm. So it's a legacy project. Isn't it? It goes beyond that. We're doing it here is what we want to, but they've all stepped up and said they could see their role of wanting to actually dig the ground and put in the foundations in a conscious way.
Absolutely. And I mean, there's no doubt in my mind that Watts Chapel was a guided vision that they received to build this project, and you've got this guidance to build Equilarium, and we four as individuals, we're all extremely guided in our work. We all work within the healing arts, and we are extremely guided in what we do. So we've come together as this collaboration, and we are seeing number one, we're witnessing out in the planet, there are so many beautiful groups coming together to work on incredible projects across the globe. And we saw the Earth Flag, which was beautiful, wasn't it? You know,
which is why we're also encouraging the listeners to create gatherings of their own. Because there's such power in unity. Mm-hmm. When you come together, it's like the power of prayer, isn't it?
Yes.
You know, it becomes exponential the more you add to it. So if you call your own gatherings of your own like-minded people, and then you meet up, you can put out intentions, you know, and hold that space for each other, and it can just grow.
Absolutely. Transcend.
And miracles happen.
Yeah. Absolutely, manifesting miracles.
So we can, after the break, just discuss number 9 a bit more deeper.
Yes, yeah. Wonderful.
Okay.
Yes.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Do you want to be a better communicator? Do you want to better connect with the important people in your life? Do you want to enrich your relationships? If so, join me, Matthew Cooper, on the Positive Control System Show every Wednesday evening at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Om Times Radio. I'll meet you there.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Radio Namaste leads you down the Yellow Brick Road into portals of consciousness with the Blue Collar Goddess as your host. Interviews with humans who could be famous or just popular, and answers to everything are on the agenda. Tune into Om Times Radio and drop in on Thursdays at 3 Eastern. It's a different brand of enlightenment.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Okay, so welcome back. Right, the number 9 also relates to the color gold, and I think that's wonderful because it relates to the whole alchemy process.
Yes.
So, Claire, you're just going to just cover a few more points about the number 9, aren't you?
Oh, just a little few facts. Quite interesting facts. Well, the human pregnancy normally lasts 9 months. So that signifies it's a period of gestation, but it's also about new birth. It's about completion. Important Buddhist rituals usually involve 9 monks. That's a nice idea, isn't it? In the Christian angelic hierarchy, there are 9 choirs of angels, and I think we saw about 8 of them today over at Watts Chapel.
Beautiful.
And heard them.
Yes.
And apparently Ramadan is the month, which is the month of fasting and prayer, is the 9th month of the Islamic calendar. There are 9 major planets in the solar system. To be on cloud 9 is an expression. And the expression to the 9s means the highest degree. So being on cloud 9 means you're as high as you possibly can be. And if someone's dressed to the 9s, that means they're as dressed up as much as they can be.
Oh, we like a bit of that, don't we?
We do. We like to be dressed to the 9 sometimes.
And cloud 9.
We love.
Exactly. Living in cloud 9.
Yeah.
We do like that.
Yeah. In fact, 9 is the last of the cardinal numbers. The number 9 is the most worldly and sophisticated of all numbers. That sounds about right, Anita.
Absolutely, yeah. Darling. Sophistication.
Yeah. The 9 has some similarities with the number 6, which I'm a 6, remember. However, whereas the 6, as a symbol of motherly love, giving its love and care to friends, family, and immediate community, the 9 offers it to the world at large. And the 9, more than any other number, has global consciousness.
And that is so true of you, Anita.
Oh, that kind of brings in, doesn't that bring in, when I was in my 20s or whenever it was, and I had the words came to heal a nation, the desire from my heart and my soul to heal a nation. And yet I probably was doing reflexology and various other therapies at that stage. And that just ties in so beautifully, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And lo and behold, 20 years later, 30 years later, gosh, you know, the vision and the whole purpose of my life is coming to fruition. And that gold, the number 9 with the gold, I liken it unto spiritual gold.
Mm.
Because spiritual gold is the love in your heart, the peace, the joy, which are your feelings and are your energy. And so that is your life. So you've got a golden life is one where you feel truly happy.
Mm.
It's not necessarily about the material, is it? It's about an inner feeling. And a golden life is that connection. When you are in love and when you love, it's a golden feeling, isn't it?
Mm.
So that's what I'm going to.
Really felt that we experienced today being in the chapel, because there's so much guilt and gold around the angels. Yeah, it's like being sort of imbued with that energy. It's just beautiful.
Yeah. And realising the alchemy in it all, where, you know, you can transcend, you know, like what Mary Watts did with the workers on that project. She trained them all, and she taught them going from that level to transcending to divine level.
Yeah.
You know, what they created in that church was truly divine.
Well, and in alchemy, it's about changing your base metal into your gold, isn't it? Which is about moving towards enlightenment. And the journey is of the alchemists themselves. It's not just the stone you're working with. It's your spiritual development into your gold.
Your energy.
Yeah, really. You know, if the people were working in the gin joints and they weren't too happy, in a way, that's the lead, wasn't it?
They're
working with. She just extracted the gold from those people.
Yes.
And we have it to see now. Yeah. We go to that beautiful place and see what their gifts were.
So wouldn't it be wonderful if we can, when we manifest Equilibrium in all its glory, and that will be a legacy for future generations.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Claire, you've got a beautiful piece of writing that you want to share with us.
I have. This was another one from last year. This was the 1st of March. And, in fact, if you want to find any of these writings, they're available on my website, which is www.clairejohnson.eu, which if you go onto the Om Times Equilibrium page, there's a link to my website. And there's a page called Latest Writings, and within that there's the last 2 years. Every piece of writing is there with a date, so you can click through and read them.
But can I just say, Claire, you so casually see these writings. Let's see what they actually are. These are sacred texts from Thoth. They're Thoth teachings.
Yeah, I believe
they
are.
And I think they honestly need to have the reverence given to them, because they are incredible pieces.
Yeah,
incredible.
I think you're
teachings.
Right. I mean, this is a phenomenal piece. So yes. Again, if you'd like to get yourself comfortable, close your eyes. Do you want to really talk us into it?
Yes, if you'd just like to plant your feet firmly on the ground, if you're sitting and able to, and just gently close your eyes. And then I'd just like to invite you to just take a nice calm breath. Feel your energy settling down in your body. And take your mind down to your heart space. And listen from there.
The meaning of life cannot be surmised. 'Tis something quite extraordinary, towards which you all strive. From one incarnation to the next, from one breath, in fact, to the next, all of life is the same, just being experienced again and again and again. It is a magical, mystical thing that is precious beyond belief. It cannot be defined by colour, shape, size, or smell. It cannot be touched or seen in separation or isolation. It is the thing of highest worth upon the earth, for without it, nothing would have any value at all. 'Tis then, of course, the meaning you put to your life itself that counts, beyond that of anything anyone else has said or can ever say. You can, of course, be guided by wise people and respected elders who will impart great lessons and ideas of depth and breadth to be added to your egocentric viewpoint of the world. Plus, getting out into life and gaining as much personal experience as possible in as many various situations and circumstances as you can. By interacting with other people, visiting different places, experiencing life through different faces, times, and spaces. The wisdom and experiences you then do find and acquire can be used to teach, to guide, and to inspire. For human nature can be cruel as well as kind, much as the weather can be harsh or mild and fluctuate between the two, with all types of conditions, from snow and ice to warm and nice, boiling hot and burning blazing sun, freezing cold with wind and hail or rain, summer's breeze, winter's freeze, spring's delight, and autumn's gold. All aspects make up the whole of weather, as much as all human traits of behaviour and emotions make up the human being experience. From the beginning of time and the earliest human existence, there comes a continuous golden thread of life that is woven into the DNA and blueprint of us all. Running down our ancestral lines, along the roots and branches of our family trees, passing ever onwards into our children's children's children and beyond. From the dawn of time until the final setting of the sun, all of life is spun from this eternal golden source. Life, it then can be said, is a magnificent tapestry stitched across time with multitudes of colours, patterns and designs. 'Tis not, in fact, a single stitch or a single act, a single time, or a single place, a single smile, or a single face. Each and every life is important and plays its part in the whole, for each and every life is spun from the same source of purest gold. Every life should be respected and be valued as your own, for everyone is special and carries the same intrinsic worth. You all have individual souls with individual goals, but you are all united from birth with the same purpose here on earth, to fulfill your full potential as human beings. You are indeed all great creatures bestowed with the heavenly gifts of life and love held in your own precious hearts of gold. It is up to you as individuals to decide how best to live your lives, how to bring peace to harsh disturbances, and to restore calm and hope to those who are in despair. How to walk with compassion and grace amid a world of chaos and confusion, and not join in with negative notions by action or collusion. How to bring love and light and joy to the world in whatever ways you can. How to help restore the delicate balance of the natural world and its standing for and to help all manner of living things, from the tiniest bumblebees and giant great redwood trees. Your whole world is in need of your support, and you are all charged with the same responsibility, to do whatever you can to help save the future of your planet and ensure the safety of your fellow man. You are not here as isolated individual souls. You are here as a vast group of collective souls, all striving towards the same end result, ensuring the continued survival of the planet and adding your unique touch of gold to the intricate pattern of the whole fabric of life. Be happy and grateful for the never-ending journey of your heart from source to self and self to source, and give thanks for your part in the eternal tapestry of time.
That's just beautiful, Claire. Beautiful.
That's a mighty piece, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a mighty piece. Mm. Isn't it?
Perfect.
Beautiful. It followed on from what you were just saying about gold.
Gold.
Yeah. Mm. Mm-hmm. We don't plan this, do we? And I love the way it says everybody is as important. And it did mention, I can't remember if you've mentioned it, but when we were reading about the number nine, it said the number nines don't differentiate between, you know, I don't know, a road sweeper and a king or whatever. And I love that every single human life is important. Love that. Or are you going to read that later? Anyway, it's beautiful, beautiful piece of writing. And if you just followed that in your life,
yeah.
You know,
and just that realization that each and every one of us, we're all connected to that beautiful source.
Yeah.
We're all designed in God's image, you know, whatever you want to take as God, the universe, whatever. But I think it's understanding that the majesty within all of us and our own divinity.
Exactly.
And to say that if we came together, there is no separation. You know, it's an illusion.
That golden thread runs through each and every one of us.
And the connection is there. And when we decide to come together, you know, I think we can create an amazing new teaching for this world to go through.
Best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Elia, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. What if business could be fun? What if business is the adventure of living? What are you choosing? Where do you do business that makes it easier, more fun, or more joyful for you? We'd love to see where you do business. Connect with us on Instagram at Joy of Business or Twitter at Joy of Business and share your pictures with hashtags Business Done Where and Joy of Business. Let's change the world with business.
Hello, I'm Miriam Knight of New Consciousness Review, inviting you to my new show where I interview the rising stars of the conscious awakening. We'll explore the many faces of consciousness in action and intriguing perspectives on life, the universe, and everything in between. Join us each Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on the Rising Stars Show.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
So, welcome back. How was that then? That was a pretty mighty one, wasn't it?
We're a bit blown away by that.
We're all still a bit reeling.
We needed a break to get over it. As well, though, because it's just such a lovely thought that we can all come together to make a difference in this planet. That inspires me. It's the healing that goes with that, the love that goes with that. So let's bring it on.
Yeah, yeah. I do. Yeah. I mean, the tenderness with which refers to Mother Earth. You know, she needs our help. And it's just like, yeah, we can all do that. We can all do that. And that's, you know, always been the message right from the start.
And blessing land. We've got that message this week, haven't we, Josephine, to clear land and bless land and create sacred spaces and do what we can, do our little bit there.
Yeah, we have. We did an amazing work. You did an amazing workshop yesterday just doing that.
Yeah, so it's about everybody just... It's time to step up slightly up and beyond what you've been doing in your own end of your life. See, you can go that bit extra. You know, call a gathering if you've got space to do it, if you're the one who can have it. Someone initiate it. Start to take the biggest step and say, right, what can we do for our community? Or what can we do for, you know, just our friend group, for our children? Or
just open up that discussion. Yeah. You know, what can we do? You've got a lovely thing you're always saying, Anita, which I always love. It's how can it get any better than this? You know?
That's a little tool from Access Consciousness, which keeps you in that realm of possibility. And the infinite self, which is anything that happens, anything, you just say, how can it get any better than this?
Yeah.
Because apparently we create our reality, our thoughts and our feelings and our vibration every 10 seconds. So you can change what just happened 10 seconds ago by being open to a new possibility every 10 seconds.
And then the answer comes, doesn't it?
Oh, it's amazing.
Look and listen.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes. Listen to your heart. The answer comes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, that's one thing I've learned very much from my journey with my channeling and my whole TOS teachings. Because, you know, I first started channeling 20 years ago. No more than that now, isn't it? I can't do maths either.
Quite a long time ago. 25 years. Big numbers ago.
Okay, but the very first thing, right, was one from the heart. And this is now, it's in... it's in a book form that you can find on my website again. But this is just so that the journey that I've had with this, I mean, even from the first year of starting the writing, this was a wonderful piece that came a year later.
Mm-hmm.
One from the heart, right from the start, were the words I bade you wrote. Do you still not know since 1 year ago that they are as true now as they were then and come from your spirit and soul therein? Each man can find such truthful lines if he chooses to think with his heart and feel with his mind. I may express my words in flowering phrases, but only take delight in creating lasting pictures poetically painted in your mind. Thence there is more chance their images will remind you of the messages they contain. They are carefully selected and chosen for their strength and colour and should help you retain their meaning, whereas empty words like empty conversation can be quick to be forgotten.
Mm.
And that's so true.
Mm, so true.
But this next bit that it leads into, I just think it's fantastic. And this was May, 9th of May. Oh, that's funny. We're on show 9. It's 9th of May, 1992. Like a world within a world and a wheel within a wheel, life goes on in concentric circles, each one ringing with the next one's vibrations. Be aware then of the vibrations you transmit, for en masse they resound across the universe and affect the worlds around you. Your own inner vibrations dictate those you release. Those in turn affect those around you, neighbour to neighbour, nation to nation, planet to planet, life to life. Therefore, the key vibrations to begin with, to ensure happiness and harmony, are love and peace and understanding from deep within your soul, deep within yourself. Each man is responsible for his own destiny and should be aware of this and spread kind words of love and peace instead of harsh words of war and hate. These can only result in his destruction when the tide does choose to change and all he has released returns from whence it came. Transmit love and it will one day be returned to you, your neighbour, your nation, your planet and your life.
Well, it's absolutely beautiful. And again, we had that demonstrated today, didn't we, when we stood round the well at Watts Chapel and we watched, we put, what was it we did exactly, drop holy water into the well?
We But Claire,
I found a little heart.
Yeah, you found a heart with a cross on it, didn't you?
Just outside. Yeah.
And bathed it in a little bit of holy water, and then we dropped it into the well and felt the ripples go out.
But that was when we were joined together. Our hands were all joined together in a special way, wasn't it? It was just, you did just see like the concentric circles, just the ripple effect.
Yeah.
And when you're together, you know, when people join together, it's just, you know, the overall effect. It's not the power of three, it's the unlimited, it's the being limitless. It's that effect that we can all have on the planet, you know. So don't underestimate the power in coming together and joining together because
higher purpose.
Even if you don't know what that higher purpose is, it's just that going inside, listening, finding, and getting a group around you of people who are prepared to share that space and to talk about doing something beyond your own world. In fact, I've got this mighty piece, and another mighty piece of writing on the 15th. So if you'd like to sit down again and take a deep breath, I'll share this one with you because it's a very strong message for everybody about empowerment. When indeed the time does come for you to do what needs to be done, you will surely all play your part, as that is the blueprint written in your hearts. Listen to this call, for it comes from deep within. 'Tis not made in the outside world. 'Tis not formed from audible sound. 'Tis something far more subtle and yet far more profound. Be still and at peace as you allow your heart to release its deepest hidden treasure. Silence is golden, for it is the key to unlocking what lies in the realm of possibility, for it transcends the limitations of your mind and current reality. Spend a measure of each day in silent contemplation, in a state of peace and gratitude, of high vibration. If this is upon your waking, or indeed at a time of your own making, allow your thoughts to settle and the silent voice in your heart to be heard above and beyond any other word from your head. Listen instead to the yearnings and wisdom you hold within by silencing the chatter of your head. Listen instead to the dreams of becoming from the gold in your heart. You all have a great richness held deep inside. This is not something to ignore, to be ashamed of, or feel you should hide. Dare to give it a chance. Listen to your own heart's calling. Decide to trust that your own heart must have your own best interests at heart. Embrace with a smile upon your face this loving guidance and direction, suggestion or idea, that you know like you know like you know. Even if it doesn't feel so certain or sincere, but you do know it to be so, to be the truth, because it resonates with your own vibration right into the centre of your core. It may well be a tiny voice, a tiny choice, a tiny snippet of an idea or dream. Give it the benefit of your love and attention. Give it your belief and your time to enable it to grow into a powerful, silent, powerful thing full of great potential. You give it strength with your own energy and focus, for it is your silent calling, your heart's desire, and your heart's secret wish. You are a unique individual, and there is no other like you to give a voice to your truth. 'Tis yours alone to bring forth unto the world. It is expressly you. Now is the time to heed the call, to make changes in your lives, to actually pursue your highest calling. Life is not just for the living in a blindfolded day-to-day fashion. It is an opportunity to express yourself and your unique presence here on earth. 'Tis your unique individual gift from birth to bring forth into the world all that your heart has held within it. You have come to make a difference, and the difference is you. Each and every one of you has a role. Even if your goal is not clear, you are without doubt definitely meant to be here. Wake up to that idea. Let go of smallness and fear. Trust that you are here for a reason, and that it is time to shine brightly as the unique individual you are. To be who you have come to be. Dare to see what that could be. Dare to be what that could be. Allow your own full potential to rise above all disbelief, doubt, false limitation or restriction. Follow your own inner voice with true conviction. You are all here to do great things. Be loving and be loved. Be kind and generous. Be gentle and be a conscious citizen of significance. Each and every one of you are important and have all only to remember this inside. Too many individuals have resigned themselves to oblivion, to conformity or submission, to the ideas projected by others, to the helpless, useless, hopeless path of survival, over thriving, and providing anything else to humanity other than being a good worker being, a good silent sleeper being, a good doing being, rather than a wholehearted, fully satisfied, creative, passionate being. Inspire all others to reach for the stars in their own hearts, to be the stars they truly are. Then lead by example and be all that you have come to be.
Oh, I can feel a workshop coming on.
So heed that call, heed that call.
What a message. Heed the call and living from the heart, because it's separating the wheat from the chaff. Is that the phrase?
The chaff from the grain.
The chaff from the grain, whatever it is. So your highest calling from your heart.
Yeah.
And Equilibrium, if you feel like getting involved in Equilibrium, get in touch with us.
Yeah, please do. We've had some lovely response already from people who are doing projects that they feel are in line with it. So please come on board and help us raise vibrations across the nations. So thank you for joining us on Equilibrium FM.
Thank you.
Namaste.
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 Stay golden.
Stay golden.